Newmarket Council heard presentations from the developer as well residents on the 88-unit townhouse development proposed for 17,680 Leslie Street. The public planning meeting held on October 12 discussed the proposal to redesignate the lands from commercial to residential use in order to build a stacked townhouse complex. Council was not making a decision on the application but rather referring notes to the town planning staff. Adam Layton with Evans Planning Inc., which is acting on behalf of 2,491,082 Ontario Inc., told council the plan for a building at Leslie Street and Wayne Drive. What's being proposed are 88 back-to-back stacked townhouses in four blocks. The maximum height would be four stories and it would be of standard condominium tenure. Of the 88 units, they're generally split between two- and three-bedroom units with some contemplated to even accommodate elevators for accessible purposes, he said. An underground parking structure would provide 134 parking spaces consisting of 117 spaces for the dwelling units as well as 17 visitor parking spaces, Layton said. The main access to the site, which would be a private driveway, is proposed to be off of Wayne Drive and the access to the units would be at ground level, with some of the doors directly off of Leslie Street. Following the presentation from the developer, two local residents provided a deputation to the council. Andrew Liddell, who said he has been living in the area for 20 years, opposes the application and said he would consider leaving if it goes forward. My first objection is the height and number of proposed units in such a small area, he said. There is 92 homes on Belfry, Hamilton, and Burling Place. These are the closest three adjacent streets, in an area roughly 21 times the space that they're proposing to put these 88 units in. He also expressed concerns about traffic and added noise in the neighborhood if the development is approved. Liddell went on to say that this doesn't conform with the town plan and is in violation of a number of bylaws. It perplexes me why it's even being considered, he said. Liddell said he is not opposed to any development on the land but hopes that housing there would be homogeneous to the existing neighborhood. Christine Tidman, who said her property is adjacent to the proposed development, also raised her concerns to council. In recent years, concern has been raised about the compatibility of new development to existing neighborhoods. Our ward has experienced this firsthand, she said, adding that they typically have smaller homes on larger lots. Clearly, this proposal does not sustain or enhance the character and identity of this neighborhood, she said. Like Liddell, Tidman expressed concerns about traffic, noise, and also the impacts of the new development on her own property. She said that the proposed vibrations during construction will cause critical damage to our 60-year-old home and may harm us in the process. Tidman said that the development would make it unsafe to live in her home during construction and called the risk to her property unacceptable. She also expressed concerns about the height of the building impacting sun exposure and stormwater runoff being directed to her property. Council also received four correspondences from residents about the proposed development. Jason Unger, Director of Planning and Building Services with the Town of Newmarket, said that they will continue to review the study submitted with the application and will consider the comments raised by the public today before making a recommendation to council at a later date. In terms of ongoing public input opportunities, we'll continue to receive comments after today's public meeting. There will be an opportunity to provide comments when we bring our final report to a future committee of the whole, and then when that report gets submitted at council. So at least three more opportunities for public input, he said. Council also said that written comments can be sent to planning@newmarket.ca.